I come prancing into this wide and wicked world January the 8th, 1897, 65 miles due north of Little Rock, Arkansas. Now laugh if it'll do you any good. I come to find out a few years ago I was at my father's birthday dinner. Now he's past the 90 mark, and I found out from him that I got here 2 days ahead of the doctor. An old mammy nigger woman cut the G-string that turned me loose in this wide and wicked world, and I've been a-kicking, scrambling, and belly-aching ever since. It wasn't grounds for divorce them days for a man to get a divorce from his wife, for his wife having a baby. And they put me under a tub for 9 or 10 days to see whether I barked, cried, or swung by my tail. I cried, and they decided that I advanced far enough from the stages of evolution to keep. My mother looked down into my little red wrinkled face and my little protruding belly and said, "Ain't he a cute little rascal? He may be president of the United States someday, and I might be. I've got every qualification but two. I don't fish and I don't play the piano."